Chapter 17, Let the Kid Run. It says right there in the Constitution, no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of President. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 years and been 14 years a resident within the United States. After the Associated Press article appeared, lots of newspapers ran follow-up stories that included that passage from the Constitution. They said my candidacy was nothing more than a big joke because by law no 12-year-old could be president of the United States. But Lane didn't think it was a joke. The Constitution can be changed, you know, he said as we settled in for our next strategy session at the treehouse, which had renamed Tranquility Base. Yeah, right, I scoffed. We'll just go to Washington, sneak in there with some whiteout, and get rid of the part that says the president has to be 35 years old. No, Moon. Haven't you heard of constitutional amendments? Sure I have, I said. Not very sure what they were. The Bill of Rights and stuff. The Bill of Rights is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, Lane explained. There have been 26 altogether. They changed the Constitution 26 times. Yeah, see, the guys who wrote the Constitution knew the world was going to change. They figured that if the Constitution couldn't be changed with it, the people of the future might weird out and have another revolution. So the 15th Amendment gave people the right to vote regardless of race. The 19th gave women the right to vote, and the 26th gave 18-year-olds the right to vote. How do you know so much, Lane? I read, I study, I learn. You should try it sometime, Moon. How do you change the Constitution? Lane pulled out our history textbook and leafed through it until he found the passage in the Constitution he was looking for. Listen to this, Moon, he read. The Congress, whenever 2/3 of both houses shall deem it necessary, shall propose amendments to this Constitution. He ran his finger down a few lines until he came to the key words. Oh, here it is. When ratified by the legislators of 3/4 of several states. So 2/3 of the Congress has to propose the amendment, and then the legislatures of 3/4 of the states have to vote in favor of it. It didn't seem very likely that could ever happen, but the next day a very interesting article appeared in the editorial page of the New York Times. Let the Kid Run by Louis Bixby. The recent presidential candidacy of young Judson Moon of Madison, Wisconsin, has been treated like a national joke in the press. Everyone knows the President of the United States must be 35 years old, so why doesn't this little boy go back to his lemonade stand and leave this important political stuff to us grown-ups? I have one thing to say about that. Let the kid run. It is time for someone to propose a constitutional amendment to eliminate all age restrictions on running for a political office. This is a free country, last time I looked. All of us have the right to assemble, say or publish anything we want, choose our religion, and enjoy all the other inalienable rights granted in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Shouldn't we all have the right to run for political office? Why is a 35-year-old man or woman qualified to be president, but a 34-year-old is not? Perhaps the best person to run the country is 30 years old. Or even 20 years old. Who knows? Maybe the best person to lead us into a new millennium is 12 years old. Probably not. But shouldn't that young person have a right to try? The right to run for office should not be withheld due to sex, race, or age. Judson Moon should have the right to run for president if he wants to. If the kid gets trounced, as he most certainly will, it will be a valuable life lesson for him, and perhaps all of us. The media had sort of lost interest in Moon and June campaign after the first wave of publicity, But this was like a match had been dropped into a pool of gasoline. The next day, you couldn't turn on a radio without hearing people arguing about the lemonade stand amendment, as they were calling it. Some callers would chant, "Let the kid run! Let the kid run!" and hang up. Others would say how children don't have the maturity, intelligence, or experience to handle a position of responsibility. "I've got a 12-year-old son," one lady commented, "and he can't even drink soup without dribbling it all over his shirt." "Thank God that lady's kid ain't running for president," another caller cracked. The newspaper columnists jumped into the debate. Celebrities were asked to take a stand on the issue. Picket lines formed outside the state capitol with people marching around holding "Let the Kid Run" signs. USA Today took a poll and found that 64% of all Americans and 99% of all kids felt there should be a constitutional amendment eliminating all age restrictions on running for political office. Congress debated the issue on C-SPAN, and the nation was glued to the tube like we had landed an astronaut on Mars or something. The children of America decided it was up to them to get this amendment passed. At first, they protested peacefully at home and at school. Then, things started getting ugly. All across America, kids refused to clean up their rooms unless their parents supported the lemonade stand amendment. They stopped putting their clothes in the hamper. They swallowed their food without chewing it well first. They refused to bundle up when they went outside. They went swimming immediately after eating. Some of them even ate while they were swimming, the ultimate act of defiance. Newspapers reported that vegetable sales were way down at supermarkets. Kids were simply refusing to eat them. Lane loved it. He seemed to really enjoy the fact that America was doing something in response to us. Me, I didn't care anymore. To tell you the truth, I was getting sick of running for president. I was beginning to feel like I was only doing it to please Lane. Running for president wasn't a goof anymore, and it wasn't fun anymore either. I couldn't go anywhere without being followed. Reporters were permanently camped out in the lot across the street from my house. Every time our front door would open, they'd rush over, waving cameras and notebooks and microphones. My parents, aunts, uncles, and cousins were being hassled for interview. Mrs. Sires couldn't sit on her porch anymore without holding a press conference. Everybody I knew was being asked to describe what I was like. One day, as a joke, I opened up the front door and poked my head out and screamed at the reporters across the street, "Give me liberty or give me death." The next day, headlines appeared in all the papers, "Moon can't take the pressure," and "Moon is loony," and "Judson put on suicide watch." It was crazy. In the end, public opinion convinced the Senate and House of Representatives that the issue had been brought up for a vote. On January 3, 2000, the legislators of 42 states ratified Amendment 27 to the Constitution. The right of citizens of the United States to run for elected office in any primary or other election shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of age. Whether or not I wanted to, I was officially in the race for President of the United States.